Well, let's begin Unit 19, Food and Drink.
下面我们开始第十九单元 Food and Drink,
食品和饮料。
What does food mean?
Food, that is something we eat.
Food.
That is, we eat these things. The food means things we eat. Things we eat.
Food 意思是我们吃的东西。
So everything we eat, we can call it food.
我们吃的所有东西我们都可以把它叫 food.
For example, rice, bread.
Rice, 大米,米饭。
Bread.
面包
meat
肉
cakes
蛋糕糕点
So food that is things we eat For example, rice, bread, meat, cakes, and so on And a drink We drink these thingsSo drinks, that is things we drink.
Drink, 做饮料讲、
啊、上面是名词下面这个 drink, 做动词 We drink these things.
我们喝这样一些东西。
For example, tea, milk,
茶水牛奶
Water, water, 水
orange,请注意这个地方的 orange 不是指的、啊、橙子是指的橙汁
orange Well, so food and drink、are very important for us
食品和我们喝的饮料在我们生活中是非常重要的那么我们在生活中呢特别要记住我们经常食用和喝的、啊、这样一些食品和饮料的名称那么在这一单元里面呢出现了许多一些食品和饮料的名称另外一个呢要注意有些食品和饮料的名称它的量的表示下面我们看在我们教材里面出现了 a cup of tea
a bottle of milk a glass of water bottles of orangeA cup of tea, 一杯茶 A cup of tea. A bottle of milk,
一瓶牛奶
A glass of water,
一杯水
Bottles of orange,
啊，许多瓶那个橙汁。那这个里面最突出的特点呢，就是 a cup of, a bottle of, a glass of, bottles of.那么这个呢我们把它叫做一个表示啊东西的量的一种表达法这种表达法就是用量词加 of 加名词那这个地方的 cup, bottle, glass 和 bottles 都是用作量词了啊杯瓶啊杯还有盒那都把它作为量词了那么在这个量词后面要加上 of 再加上相应的名词构成那如果这个量词是复数一杯 a cup of tea 那如果两杯呢就是数词加量词 two cups of tea two cups of tea 这是表示有些名词的量的这样的一个表达方法好下面我们把这几个熟记在脑筋里面 a cup of tea a bottle of milk a glass of water bottles of orange
Now, 为什么我们要掌握这种表示量的这种结构呢就因为我们在英语里面有些名词它是不可数的有些名词是可数的在汉语里面大家没有注意这个概念啊，但是在英语里面这个界限呢是比较分明的比如说我们说一支笔啊，一支笔 a pen's a pencil, a pen, a pencil, 一本书 a book, 啊，那么这个量很清楚，那么两字笔 two pens, 啊，几本书我们可以说 some books, 用它的复数形式。但是我们在生活中注意到没有，我们说米能不能说一个米，不能说，只能说一颗米，一厘米，或者一碗米饭，一袋米，一箱米啊。那英语里面呢，有些这样的无指名词，比如说水啊，那个米啊，大米啊，它都是一种不可数的概念。那这是我们在学英语中要和汉语的相比较，并且特别引起注意的这个语言现象。那么下面我们看英语里面有些名词是不可数的，我们现在学的是哪一些呢？比如说像 rice, 米饭、大米， tea, 茶， bread, 面包， water, 水， meat, 肉， milk, 牛奶， paper, 纸， 纸张， orange, 啊，橙汁。那么这些呢，在英语里面都把它叫做不可数名词。有的同学总用汉语的思维来想，他老是面包怎么不可数呢？啊，一个面包两个面包嘛。对，他面包，外国人的面包就和我们的 rice, 大米一样，是不是？就和我们的米饭一样，所以它作为一个不可数的概念。因此所谓不可数名词，也就是这些名词通常都没有复数形式啊，通常他们都没有复数形式。那如果要来表示这些不可数名词的量，这个时候就要用刚才的那种表达方法，用量词加 of, 再加这些不可数名词。那与此相反呢，英语里面有可数名词，我们以前学过很多可数名词。那所有的可数名词它都有其复数形式，例如 cake, cakes, apple,apples, peach, peaches, orange, oranges, 啊，那么它都有它其相应的复数形式。那么如何来表示我们生活之中那些不可数名词的量呢？就是刚才我们那种结构，用量词加 of 加名词啊，例如一杯茶 ，a cup of tea, a bottle of milk, a glass of water, bottles of orange。好，下面我们看一些实例。A cup of tea, 一杯茶。三杯茶怎么说呢 ？Three cups of tea, 这个量词它有复数。Three cups of tea, 绝对不能说 three teas, 要不然不明白。那么同样的可数名词也可以用量词来表示一种不同的量，比如一个苹果是 an apple, 那么一箱苹果怎么表示呢？那就要借助这个量词了。For example, a box of apples, a box of apples. 那如果四箱苹果呢，就是Four boxes of apples. Four boxes of apples. A bag of pears. A bag of pears. 一袋梨子。Many bags of pears. 许多袋梨子。So many bags of pears. So here, a cup of, three cups of, a box of, four boxes of,A bag of, many bags of. 那么这种表达量的这种用法在本单元里面希望大家熟练的掌握。好，下面根据这样的实例，大家去用自己的话描述一下啊，一杯牛奶啊，我们现在超市里面还有用纸盒装的一盒牛奶啊，三盒牛奶啊，那么同样的啊，一杯橙汁，一瓶橙汁，还有用纸盒装的一盒橙汁，那么应该怎么说呢？ OK Now, please do some practice. 请大家根据自己的词汇的掌握进行实践。Well, now look at the picture. Now, this picture is taken from our textbook.
好，下面我们看图片。
What can you see in the picture? We can see many, many, many things. We can many things on this table. We can many things on this round table. And what's this? It's a cat. You know cat? Yes, 猫, cat. And this is a bird. This is a bird. What's its name? Yes, Polly.It's Polly. Now, please answer the cat's question. How many bottles of orange can you see? How many bottles of orange can you see? Where are orange? Now, where is orange? Where are bottles of orange? Maybe this. Good. Now, how many bottles of orange can you see?
你能够看到多少瓶橙汁呢?
Well, Polly...How many bottles of orange can you see? I can see six. One, two, three, four, five, six. I can see six.
好，通过这个对话，大家注意这个结构。How many 问数量的这个用法。
How many bottles of orange can you see?
How many 后面接上相应的名词或者有带有量词的名词短语，就是问多少。
How many bottles 多少瓶？
那么多少杯呢？How many cups or how many glasses?
Well, let's go on. How many glasses of milk can you see? How many glasses of milk can you see?
Here, glasses of milk. 你能看到几杯牛奶呢?
One, two, three. I can see three, maybe. If this is milk, you can say I can see only one. How many glasses of water can you see? Glasses of water,
几杯水?
I can see only one.I can see only one, only one. How many cups of tea can you see? One, two, three, four. How many cups of tea can you see? I can see four. One, two, three, four.
在刚才的这些问句里面呢，都是针对一个量词来提问的啊，比如说多少杯，多少瓶。那么如果是可数名词的话呢，在 how many 后面也可以直接接可数名词的复数。
例如 How many cakes can you see? I can see many, but I don't know how many. I can see many, but I don't know how many.
我可以看到许多，但是我不知道到底有多少。这不是看得到吗 ?1,2,3,4,5,6,7,8,9,10,11,12, 是不是12呢对这个蛋糕它后面怎么样后面的还看不到呢。
So, I can see many, but I don't know how many.
我看到了许多但是我不知道有具体有多少个。
So, here, how many cakes? 在 how many 后面接可数名词的复数形式。
Another example,So how many bananas can you see?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 7 or 8. So I can see 7 maybe. Or 7 or 8. I can see 7.
How many pears can you see?
7, 2. Now I can see 7, 2.
也是七个。
How many apples?Can you see? I can see five. I can see five. How many people can you see? How many people can you see?
What does people mean?
Yes, people means persons. Or men or women.
boys or girls? How many people can you see? 你能够看到多少个人呢？
I can't see any.
对不起，我一个也没看到。
You can't see any.
Yes, there aren't any people in the picture. The cat says, 猫就说了，你一个都看不到吗？啊，的确，啊，这个图片里面一个人都没有。图片里面的确一个人都没有。
You can see me, or you can only see me, a cat.
你只能看到我一个，一只猫。
Well,
刚才这道练习呢，和看图说话呢，就主要要大家记住
how many 问具体的数量的用法。
如果是可数名词，在 how many 后面接名词的复数；如果是不可数名词，用 how many 加上啊具体的量词的复数形式，再加上 of。再加上不可数名词。
Well, now look at the next picture.
Look, that's a shop. 这个图片里面可以看到这是个小商店。It's a shop. And here are two boys. 这有两个男孩。What are they doing?
They are buying something. Look, this is money. And this is the shop assistant.
Okay, what does she say?
She says, can I help you?
Can I help you? 这是售货员的常用语。啊，意思是我能为你提供帮助吗？你想要点什么？
Yes, what would you like?
这个时候他就问了，你想要什么呢？ What would you like?
I don't know.
Well, would you like something to drink? 啊，好，那么你是不是想要来点喝的东西？
Would you like something to drink?
What about a glass of milk?
What about a glass of milk?
意思是来一杯牛奶，行吗？
What about a glass of milk?
来一杯牛奶，行吗？
No, thanks. I think I'd like a bottle of orange.
啊，不，我想我还是想来一瓶橙汁。
What about you?
你呢？
What about you? I'd like a cup of tea.
What about something to eat? 啊，我只想喝一杯茶。来点什么吃的呢？
Some cakes, please.
就来点蛋糕吧。请注意，在这段对话里面有
What about? I'd like. What about you? I'd like.
这是我们通过这个对话应该重点掌握的。对话里面出现了这样几个用语。
What would you like?
What would you like? 意思是你想要些什么 ？What do you want?第二个呢，对话里面出现了 Would you like something to drink?
Would you like something to drink?
你想不想要来一点喝的东西？还出现了 I would like a cup of tea.
I'd like a cup of tea 就等于 I would like a cup of tea.
Would like 就等于我们在上一单元接触过的 want.想要的意思。
What would you like? 就等于 What do you want?
你想要什么？
Would you like something to drink? 就等于 Do you want something to drink?
I'd like a cup of tea. 就等于 I want a cup of tea. 对话里面第二个重要结构是 What about?
What about 的意思呢？一定要根据两个人说话的内容来确定。
在对话里面出现了 What about a glass of milk? What about something to drink? What about? 在生活中 ,what about, 我们也可以用 how about 来替代。
So, what about a glass of milk? 我们可以说 how about a glass of milk?
What about something to drink? 也可以说 how about something to drink?
What about you? 也可以说 how about you?
好，那么至于关于 what about 和 how about 的意思呢，它没有一个确切的啊定义。那么它要根据两个人说话时候所谈及的内容和上下的情景来确定 what about 意思。例如啊，我问 how are you? 你身体好吗？你说 fine, thank you。然后我接着问啊 ,what about your father? 那么这个时候我 what about your father 是问什么主题呢？就是问你爸爸身体怎么样呢？就是根据我前面谈话的主题来确定 what about you? 又比如啊，我问 what does your father do? 你说 my father is a teacher。 那么 what does your father do? 你爸爸是干什么呢？你说 my father is a teacher, 我爸爸是老师。我紧接着问你 ,what about your mother? What about your mother? 那么你妈妈呢？那这个时候 ,what about you 意思是什么意思呢？就 ,what does your mother do? 那是问的那你妈妈是干什么的呢？ So, my mother is a doctor. 我母亲是一个医生。所以 ,what about you? 在不同的情况下它的意义都不一样。好，但是呢在生活中呢这个是非常有用，而且使自己的语言简洁。下面我们看几个实例。
This glass is broken. What about that one? It's broken too, sorry.
那前面谈的呢这个杯子是破的。What about that one? 那么那个杯子呢
It's broken too, 也是破的 ,sorry.
所以这个地方呢 ,what about 也改成 how about,
this glass is broken, how about that one, it's broken too, sorry.
So here, what about that one, 在这个地方相当于 is that glass broken too? 那么那个杯子也是破的吗
?is that glass broken too?
或者是、can I use that one? 那么我能不能用那个呢啊等等。在刚才那段购物的对话里面呢还出现了一个重要的结构，也是比较难点，就 something to drink, something to eat.
Would you like something to drink?
你想不想要来点喝的东西？
What about something to eat?
来点吃的怎么样？
What about something to eat?
这个地方的 something to drink 和 something to eat 是一个词组啊，构成一个短语。Something to drink 是一些喝的东西 ，something to eat 是一些吃的东西。在这个地方 ，to drink、to eat 都是用来修饰前面的 something 的。好，下面我们再给大家看一个例子。
I have a letter to write.
我有一封要写的信。
I have a letter to write.
我有一封信要写。
Would you like something to read?
你想要一些看的东西吗？读的东西吗？你想不想要看什么东西？
I have many things to do.
我还有许多要做的事。
A letter to write, 一封要写的信。Something to read,
一些读的东西。
Many things to do, 许多要做的事。
这构成一个名词短语或者代词短语。在这个地方To write 是修饰 a letter, 一封要写的信。Something to read, 一些可以读的东西。
Many things to do, 许多要做的事。
Okay, then, what, do the two boys do then? 那么他们两个人商量好了要这要那，然后向营业员怎么开始购物呢？我们看
,We would like a cup of tea, a bottle of orange, and four cakes, please.
这是他递钱给他说，我们想要一杯茶，一瓶橙汁，四块蛋糕。 OK, here you are.
行，
给你们。 Well, that's something about shopping. 这是有关如何做一些购物的啊常用语。那么通常购物的时候，营业员通常说 Can I help you? 你想要什么？我能给你帮助吗？然后你想要什么可以说 I would like a cup of tea, a glass of orange, and four cakes. 营业员把东西递给他的时候，所以可以说 OK, here you are. 然后按照礼节应该表示感谢。Thank you. 当然买东西是要付钱的了。 Well, so much for this unit. Until next time.